Okay, it's Parshas Vayira, and last year I think we skipped the Akedah entirely. This year we're going to focus exclusively on the Akedah from the perspective of the Tziv, and that's why the only sources which you have are from Perek Chafes. I don't want to leave you hanging on other parts of the Parsha, so I'll just tell you one thing that the Nitziv does in Perek of Aleph, even though, of course, that does leave you hanging on most of the Parsha. We're not touching a load of his daughters and Sodom and everything. But he does have this whole thing that because, as we know, Sarah's body was able to change to the point that her being an old woman and infertile and unable to carry a baby, etc. So the focus that the Nitziv points out in Perek of Aleph is not so much that Yitzchak was Sarah's son, but that he was Abraham's son. Because everybody saw that Sarah had changed, and clearly this was her baby, but the emphasis is so much on that that's his son, just as the emphasis is on Ishmael being his son. If you look through the language carefully, you'll see that the Torah is making clear, and it highlights that Abraham was his son, because there could have been doubts. But he also says something fascinating. He says the fact that Lamo'ed Hazeh, because remember, one of the suspicions was that maybe because Sarah had been abducted by Avimelech and had been in his palace, that maybe Avimelech was the father. So it would have been to Sarah's benefit to have the birth a little more delayed, you know, so that it wouldn't be a Shiloh whatsoever. Right. But she was being punished on account of the way she treated Hagar. So, and even worse, the way she treats her, you know, later on in the Parsha. So that gets into a whole different discussion about that relationship. Okay, but that was just a ta'am. Now we're going to move on to the rest of this. Okay, so you'll notice, and every now and then I love to do this, you have a very long first paragraph on of the Nitziv's comment on the Akedah. And since we have the time to go through it, that's exactly what we're going to do. So without getting into much more intro, just let's take a look at the opening psukim of the Akedah, and we'll do this. I mean, I think that people are familiar with the story, but just to highlight a few things. It was after these things, and it was actually going to make a comment about that, and God, whatever Nisa means, so I don't want to give it away, he has his own interpretation, although we've seen similar things in the past. And God says to him, Abraham. And Avram responds, says Hineni. Then Hashem says to him, Kachno, or Elokim. It's actually, I shouldn't say Hashem at this point in time, it's all Elokim until after he's told to stop. But Yomer, Kachno has been chas yechidcha sharafkis Yitzchak, lech lecha l'eretz Moriah. So take your special son, the one you love, Yitzchak, and lech lecha. So lech lecha is also a antenna-raising phrase, because that goes back to the beginning of Avram's calling in Parshas Lech Lecha. Go to Eretz HaMoriah, ve'aleihu sham le'olah al achad ha'arim asher amari lecha. And that, by the way, is the key to all this, in the sense that it's A, the big mystery. What is Hashem saying to Avram in ve'aleihu sham le'olah al achad ha'arim asher amari lecha? That I will tell you, and I'm purposely not translating it. And then Avram gets up early in the morning, v'yachavosh eschamaro, so he saddles the donkey, v'yikach ha'shneina rovito, and he takes the two ne'arim, and he takes Yitzchak, and then v'yivaka tse'olah, and then he gathers the wood, v'yokam v'yelech l'makom asher amar Elohim, and then he gets up and he goes. So what's the difference between v'yokam and v'yashkem? Alright, well, maybe we'll touch on that. To the place that God told him. By Yom HaShlishi, by Yisrael Avraham HaSein Avinu. It's a fascinating, question. It's a similar notion. I mean, I'm giving you a little bit of teasers here, but the Nitziv is also going to talk about this, the fact that, remember, Lech Lecha, Me'artzcha Miladcha, El Ha'aretz Asher Areka, to the land I'm going to show you. What does that mean? How am I going to know when I'm going to get there? How do I even know what's the right path? Like, there's no sign that says, Ha'aretz Asher Areka this way. Right? And even if Avraham knows kind of where Eretz HaMoriah is, even though, I mean, there's no indication that he might know that because we don't have that information from before, but even if Avraham knew where Eretz HaMoriah is, so where? I mean, the Eretz HaMoriah is like, go to Midbar Yehuda. Shkayach. Midbar Yehuda is a big place. So how do I know which specific mountain I'm going to be going to? Anyway, so, but on the third day, you saw Avraham HaSein Avinu. That's also a calling card because we're going to see later on that after Avram is told, look at the bottom of the page, So Vayikra Elav Malach Hashem and Shemai Vayomer Avraham Avraham Vayomer Hineni. It's Pasuk Yud Aleph. Avraham is called twice, and again he says Hineni. You'll note that he's called before, and before he's told anything, he responds Hineni. Vayomer Atishlach Yarecha Lanar. Don't touch a child. Don't send your hand to the child. Atasalumuma. Don't do anything to the child. Ki Atayidati Ki Yireil Hatos. So what does it mean that Avram is Yireil Elokim? Did we not know that already? That Avram is God fearing. And you haven't withheld your son from me, but now you're telling him to withhold. So what does that mean? So again, Avram raises his eyes. And behold, he sees an ayil, a ram, which is achar, which is a strange language. What does achar mean? Nechaz basvach, which is like a quad the thicket is the word that they use, some kind of thorn bush, whatever, bikarnav with at its horns. Okay, so it never says, by the way, that it says that Avram is going to put Yitzchak. If you look in pasuk Tes, so Avram builds this mizbeach. Actually, note, by even Shem Avraham es ha-mizbeach, as opposed to the way that we saw last parsha a number of times,
without the hay,
it's just mizbeach. By even Avram Shem mizbeach. Okay, so it's ha-mizbeach. By Yerocha Saitzim, by Yakodis Yitzchak Beno. So he sets up the wood, he ties up Yitzchak. By Yosem also al ha-mizbeach mima'al lo itzim. Okay, and what does that mean? Why is he being placed on the mizbeach on top of the wood? Is that always the way that it's done when it comes to burning a korban? And why is he alive already? You know, there's usually a korban is dead by the time you put it on the mizbeach. So why is he being put there alive? So just, you know, fascinating questions. And the Netziv, in his way, is going to address a lot of the things which I touched on. Okay? All right, so let's go through this. So we're at the top of page 1. And we're going to go through this entire page. And I'm going to try to draw your attention to the things which I put my notes on. Sometimes I like to put them in the page, but I didn't get to do it today. Okay, Barur, Sheyesh, Shaychus, Parsha Zo, the Parsha Akademisla. Right? It's clear. Vayhi Achara, Dvarim Ha'ila, after these things, what things? After whatever came before. And so what are the things that came before? If it's not connected to something which came before, then there's no reason to say Achara Dvarim Ha'ila. Aval Ofen HaShaychus Mevur Perish Rashi, B'Shem HaGadol Sanhedrin. So now the question is, what is the connection between what's going on over here to what came beforehand? Immediately beforehand, so we have the birth of Yitzchak and the banishment of Yishmael, so is that what it's connected to? We have, more immediately, is the peace treaty between Avimelech and Fichol Sarzva'o and Abraham, which is at the very end of Perek Chaf Aleph, so is that what it's connected to? Aval im keinu rachok b'zman zemizeh l'fiyah kabbalah sheyitzchak ha'ibin lamed zayin shabashah sakedah. So the first thing that the Netziv says is that if you follow the opinion that says that Yitzchak is 37 at the time of the Akedah, then whatever took place beforehand is much earlier than this, because it seems very clear, for example, that Sarah is throwing Yishmael out of the house when Yishmael's a teenager and Yitzchak is a little kid. So if Yitzchak's a little kid, now he's 37, well, we're talking at least 30 years have passed. So Achar Dvarma'ila is a little odd to connect to something which happened 30 years earlier, unless you say that it's not, that's not the case. I mean, the Midrash, for example, says that Achar Dvarma'ila, there are a number of possibilities, but one of them that I find kind of appealing is following the opinion that Yitzchak is actually 13 at the time of the Akedah, and that Yishmael is therefore 27, is you have big brother Yishmael saying, you know, when I was your age, I submitted to being circumcised, and you're a wuss. That's basically what he's saying. Forgive my French and the thing. But that's what Yishmael is saying, okay? And so Yitzchak says, well, if God were to say, you know, why don't you give your life up for me, I would do it. Boom, Acharad V'Me'ela, after those words. So that's something which the Midrash says. Okay, but anyway, the Netziv does not go on that route. Okay, Yesh Meforshim, so the first one was that there's a big gap of time from whatever took place beforehand and now. Yesh Meforshim, Shehu Onesh Alabris Shekar Samag Melech, that it's a punishment. Like, Avram, what business did you have to make a treaty with Avimelech? The Gamze Eina Samach Bzman, and also is it, you know, it's not really close in time. Shari Esek Abris Hayabe Esahi Shal Yitzchak Begerish Yishmael, right? It's a little after Yitzchak was born, and when Yishmael was thrown out of the house, because the pasuk says, look at the first pasuk in Shishi, page 98, Ahiba Esahi, that it's at that same time. So whenever the story of Yishmael's banishment took place, again, assuming that Yishmael's a teenager, at that time is when Avimelech shows up. So there's still a gap in time. And even if you say that Yitzchak is 13, by the way, there's still at least 10 years of a gap in time. Okay.
Wasn't he 36? I mean, when this happened?
That's why I said there's differences of opinion. Rashi's of the view that Yitzchak was 37. Ibn Ezra's of the view that he was more like 13. And there are other views as well. Okay. There are other views as well. In terms of the timeline, there's a debate in the Midrash. Benira Perush Achar Duma Ela Achar Kol Ma'arim Vadiburim Shai Ben Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ben Avram. So the Nitziv says, this is what I think it is. Achar Duma Ela means after everything. In other words, it's not about a specific thing on a timeline. It's about Avram's experiences with God. And slowly, slowly, Avraham was elevated. Okay? Mitchila. So this is number one. Bircho, Ba'aretz Yisrael, Bezera, Kafar Aretz. So first, God gave him a blessing that you're going to get this land and you're going to have children like the dust of the earth. Number two is Beriboy Banim Kechoch Veshemim. You're going to have children like the stars of the heavens. Hainu Bnei Adam Gedoli Erech. Okay? Which means, it's not so much a question of numbers as much as it's a question of gedolei erech, of just tremendous value. Right, it's going to be of substance.
Quality,
substance. Yeah. V'achar kach, number three, b'shas mitzvahs mila b'recholios avamon goyim. So not only are you going to be a father of your own nation, but you're going to be father of a multitude of nations. She'yeh b'kocho l'akir shem alo olam afilu l'umos ha'olam shelo yizgayru l'gamrei. Even the people who are not going to convert completely, they're going to follow Avram's concept of monotheism. And there's still something, there's still one thing that's missing. And what's missing is what's going to come out in the Akedah. V'achar, kol advarim, in the Akedah, shebezed nishlam gadlus ha-nefesh al-Avram Avinu, v'zaro ma'ashe'in tzarechol yoter. Okay, that he says is the key. That's the part that I outline. Gadlus ha-nefesh al-Avram Avinu, v'zaro ma'ashe'in tzarechol yoter. That what happens at the Akedah cements Avram's gadlus, Avram's greatness, and his children to the point that he doesn't even need God anymore. And in fact, you look through Parshas Chayisara, how many times has God talked to Abraham?
Zero.
Okay, this is the last hurrah, because after this, the deal is done. Misham v'hala, shuv lo diber kadosh baruch imo. Okay, there you go. V'lo ya'od inyan osaf al tachlis ha'mitzav ha'ani d'chsiv ha'eluhim nisa as Abraham. And so that's what nisa means. We're going to get to his actual translation in a few lines. So I'm not translating it yet. Even though the Mikra does not go out of its pshat, but that doesn't mean that the word Nisa means a test. The word Nisa does not mean a test. That's his point. Yeah, it's true that Hashem will test the tzaddik. But
he knows.
Hakol mirosh lenasos asad am ki hu sheila sidias v'chir asher. Shigava midas, sogva midas enoshi. Okay, in other words, God only knows. Ach lanu ladas, higavu darchei Hashem midarcheinu makshvosav makshvosein. So what we need to understand is that we cannot relate to God's thought process. Okay, we don't know God's ways, we don't know God's thought process. But b'chol zos, kasha lanu l'fi ha'pshat shu nisayon. So it's still difficult for us to follow the pshat that says that this is a test. The my pirush akasuv she nisa kadosh baruch hu seven. Why is God testing him? So he says we know that it's not just simply a test. So there's another meaning of what the word nisa is, and we've learned this before. But the nitziv is correct. Okay. In other words, it's a banner. He's raising him up. Raising him up above. And his biru chazal. Hai nisa shegbiya b'zeh kocha shalam avinu v'ha'aleyu l'tachlis gedulas ha'nefesh shaloma yisraelis. Okay, now I wonder if that's a play on words. Okay, because remember, the instruction for Yitzchak is v'ha'aleyu shalom Allah. And what we're seeing from this is that what God is saying to Avram is that you're going to experience ha'aleyu. In other words, for you, you're going to be raised up l'tachlis for your essence, which is gedulas ha-nefesh al-umah, which is the greatness of the soul of the nation of Israelis, the Jewish people. Kvar shilu chazal, b'rishis rabba. Kach parish inyan mashmuz nisayon b'shlosh mishalom. So there are three parables of how a test is done. Okay, and you'll see this line, next line, and the line afterwards, Aleph Beis Gimel.
Quick question. So banner for Avraham?
Yes.
For Hashem or for...
No, Hashem Nisa is Avraham. Hashem is putting Avraham on a banner.
Okay, that's what I'm...
Or making Avraham into a banner.
Okay.
Okay, so now how do you test some? How do you test things? There are three things that the Nesiv is mentioning. Bikadera. So let's say you have a pot. How do you want to test your pot? Shakona and Noge Shalav at Kamu Chazak, right? You go... Okay, it's a strong pot. Right? You bang on it, boom, 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 it's a strong pot. Right, it doesn't crack, it doesn't chip, it doesn't whatever, it just means it's a strong pot. Second one is Alpishtan. Alpishtan Tov, Magmal of Harbe Bechomash, Magmal Zomash Biach Yoter. You know, I'm not a garment expert. But the idea is that Pishtan, with flax, okay? So the more you work it, the more you beat it, whatever, it becomes stronger. Okay, Mashbiach Yoter. Imurak Pishtan Tov. But if it's something which is not such good material, you hit it a little bit, it'll rip. Okay? So that's the testing. The testing is, there's some things like this, I suppose, that I don't really know what I'm talking about. But I was going to say that if, you know, when you work it, somehow the fibers, they just, they connect better.
Yeah, like kneading dough or something.
Okay, yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't want to compare fiber to dough, but yeah. Okay, that's the idea. I mean, we can certainly understand the concept.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, maybe with chainmail you could understand that. I don't know. Okay. Gimel. Al chamor tov. How do you test a good donkey? Osifan al masoy arbe, nasimoso, laikabe lo maso. Right? You see, how much could the donkey actually handle? Okay? So these are different forms of testing. Different forms of testing. Obviously, if the donkey can't handle it, then you know, okay, it can handle. Or it's like Calvin and Hobbes. You know Calvin and Hobbes? Right. Calvin asks his father, how do they know, you know, when a bridge says 5 tons, how do they know? So his father says, well, they drive lots and lots of tons until the bridge breaks. And they say, what was the last weight while it's still on? And then they rebuild the bridge. Okay, so. Yeah, that's Calvin and Hobbes. But what he's saying is that for a donkey, a way of testing the donkey's strength is you see how much it can handle. So 200 pounds, yes. You know, 300 pounds, no. 250 pounds, yes. 275, 280, 295. 300 pounds, no. Okay, so that's a different way of testing. V'inyan shlosh mishal l'lamdeinu sheni soyon bo b'shalosh b'chinos. So it's coming to show us that there are three different ways of testing things. Pa'am ba k'moshal kadeira. Sometimes you have a test like the parable of the pot. Shelo bo anikisha la kadeira tova kadeisha yushbak b'zeh el kadeira das kama chosek kadeira. Right, the whole point of banging is to see what the strength of the kadeira is. We're not trying to make it better. Right, it's unlike the flax where you're trying to make it better, but you're trying to see its strength. Pa'am ba k'moshal apishtan. We're not trying to see, oh, is it good flax, is it bad flax? We know that this is a good material. But the more you work it, the stronger it gets. Okay, that's different. It's a different kind of test. It's a subtle difference, but it's a different. We're not trying to see how strong it is. We're not trying to make it stronger. Right, maybe the thing can handle a little more, and that'll be better for me if my donkey can handle a little more. If he can't, he can't. Okay, but it doesn't change my, you know, I still appreciate my donkey, and it's not making him stronger if I put more. And I'm not trying to test him because I'm not, you know, he's a donkey. He is
you
what
know
he
his
is.
Limit. You know his limit.
Right, you learn his limit. Okay. V'choma asher mosif achamor, lisa mosif ba'ala, v'achar kach v'mazono. Right, your donkey can do more? Great, I'll reward him, I'll give him a little more. And it's through one of these three methods that the tzaddik comes to be tested. Sometimes he's tested like a pot. To see how strong he is in his tzidkus. Right? Sometimes he just gets stronger from the... Right? Some people, right? What is it? What doesn't break you makes you stronger. So that's a different kind of mashal. And sometimes it's like a donkey. How much can the tzaddik actually handle? Okay? And whatever he can handle, that's for the generation. That's the yisurin of the generation. And then his reward is paid. And then the tzaddik, as it were, gets his reward in a way that the tzaddik appreciates more than another person might appreciate. Mm-hmm. So don't think that this nisayon of the Akedah is like the mashal akadera. What's the mashal akadera? Is to see how strong it is. Avram Avinu, I thought he's already there, right? What do you mean? What are you trying to prove? So, lochein elahai nisahu k'mashal apishtan. So he says, rather, Avram's test here, if you want to call it a test,
to improve him?
Is not to improve him.
The pishtan that you
right. Yeah, to you work him in order to
make it better.
To make it better, okay? D'kamo pishtan atov misaleh b'mashem enakshem elav arbe motzi tuvo shebekochu. So you bring out the absolute best of his strength. Even though in his strength is his tzidkus, he becomes even greater. That he could take his strength into action. And that's the test, if you want to call it a test, that God did with Abraham to take the episode of the Akedah to slaughter his son who he loves like his soul. He says, what's the goal? To make Am Yisrael a people who will be willing to sacrifice themselves for Kiddush Hashem. Okay? It's an unbelievable idea.
Wow.
It's an unbelievable idea. How many people you say to them, do what I ask or I'm going to kill you? And they say, all right, I'll do what you ask. And then you have Am Yisrael for a whole bunch of things. You say, do what I ask or I'm going to kill you. And they say, sorry, I'm not doing it. Where does that come from? That's this. It's not Akshay Orv. It's Ahavas Hashem. It's the love of God to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. Okay? And he says that is what defined Avram's children as a nation. And he says I've talked about Nisa in Shmos Tazayin, which is I guess after the splitting of the sea. Think about it. What, Yitzchak is not being turned into something amazing here? Shari Kvar, Aya Ben Lamed.
Isn't it called Akedas Yitzchak?
Yeah, but Elokim Nisa is Avram. Akedas Yitzchak, it's not Nisayon Yitzchak. Akedas Yitzchak means the binding of Yitzchak. Who did the binding?
I don't know. Yitzchak
is Okay, so that's a fair point. But his point is that, you know, the fact of the matter is, we call it Akedas Yitzchak, but whose test is it? We don't say this is Yitzchak's test. He says, but, I mean, think about it. Yitzchak's 37. Yeah, again, if you follow that viewpoint. But yeah, absolutely. He could have said, no. Mishum the tachlis pu'lazu al Yitzchak. Loya k'dei l'ha'alos nafsho b'kiddush Hashem. It wasn't for him to give up his nefesh, kiddush Hashem. El b'shvil yishuv Yisrael b'eretz Yisrael v'huk b'parnas ha'som ha'idei t'midim. Now, this is a concept I do not...
Subscribe to?
No, I don't understand. I don't know what this means. But he's saying that the point, Yitzchak's role, is to establish for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, be'Eretz Yisrael, right, for the establishment, for the settlement of the Jewish people in the land, v'hukba parnasa somehow idei t'midim, and that their parnasa somehow comes about through t'midim. Again, I do not understand this, so if anybody has an explanation, fine, but he goes back to this idea. He says, v'hayaroi sheyitzakein idei Yitzchak, sheyi kecheves anishchat l'tamid, b'ne'akad ka'akedes Yitzchak. That he should be like a lamb who was slaughtered as a tamid and bound like in the binding of Yitzchak. Vabrianu be I don't know what, I'm not sure what that is. Asher beledas Yitzchak yatzachok shalaparnas beolam shal Yisrael. So there's something about the birth of Yitzchak which comes out and it's representing the chok of parnasa. In other words, the law of parnasa for Israel.
Didn't he plant and he got a hundredfold?
Yeah, but that's not beledas Yitzchak.
Right,
something on. Happened with Yitzchak's birth, which is representative of this. In other words, the Akedas Yitzchak is not about Yitzchak. So this is like everything else, all of Avram's other tests, if you will, in which God never says that the Torah never says that he tested them. Mishum shelo b'hamaaseh b'shvil nisayon, because it's not about nisayon, right? You know, in retrospect, we call it a nisayon. Kacha yatachnas hakeda liyitzchak. Right? That's the same thing. This was not a designed test for Yitzchak. Mishum hachi isa. The Dalit design. Shekadosh Baruch Hu Zochar Akedis Yitzchak Ben. Is that Rosh Hashanah? Oh, Rosh Hashanah probably design. Shekadosh Baruch Hu Zochar Akedis Yitzchak Ben Avram. That God remembers the binding of Yitzchak, son of Avram. Velo Amro Akedas Avram is Yitzchak. Okay, he doesn't say it's the binding that Avram did to Yitzchak. El Mishund Rosh Hashanah Anumaskir Akedis Yitzchak Shababishil Parnas V'Chai. Okay, so again, that goes back to that idea, which I don't completely understand, but in which he's saying that's in Rosh Hashanah, when we talk about Kedas Yitzchak, we're talking about how that represents for us Parnasa of Achaim. So I imagine that it's related to the way that we view that Kedah in Rosh Hashanah, but again, I don't completely understand that idea. Av Mashalem Kadosh Baruch Hu Avram Avinu Akavana V'Yavoli Dei Ma'aseh L'Shchodes B'no Loya El Tachlis Zel Agbiya Nafsho L'Argilos B'no V'Mser Nafsham B'Shvil Kedush Hashem. Okay, so he goes back to his original point, which is that the Akedah is all about teaching Am Yisrael about the concept of Kiddush Hashem. Okay, what does it mean, Kiddush Hashem? A Yomer Elav Avraham. So now the Nitziv goes into, you know, phrase by phrase in the Akedah. I did skip a lot. I didn't give, in other words, we're not going to skip in the packet which I gave you, but I did skip a number of little comments because I wanted to get the things which I thought were more the overall gestalt of what the Nitziv is trying to say here. Vayomer Elav Avraham. So Kadosh Baruch Hu lo amar lo b'pam echad Avraham kachas bincha. He said Vayomer lo Avraham. He waits for Avraham to say, right? El kara'o v'himtin lo ad shidasiyashiv das Avraham behavin ki davar gadol rosa Kadosh Baruch Hu debrimo. Okay, when God says to you, Avraham, assuming your name is Avraham, what you have to say is, okay, God's calling me for a reason. I don't know what he wants. I don't know what the goal is, but I need to ready myself for whatever it may be. Because who knows what it's going to be. It could be something, maybe he's going to ask me to go across the world again. I don't know. Maybe he's going to ask me to take my son to the top of a mountain. So Avram has to prepare himself and say, Hineni, I'm ready. Muchan l'chol davar. Ready for anything. Avram nivhal l'shmoa. Right, so Avram can't be like, it can't be like God says, Avram kachas bincha. Whoa, hold on a second. I gotta be prepared. Like, sit down, okay. I mean, obviously, we also believe that Avram is sleeping during this time, but still, Avram has a chance to respond in the dream. So for the first thing is, Avram needs to be in a frame of mind where he's ready, that God's going to tell him something which maybe he's not ready for, but he's going to become ready for as soon as he hears what it is. V'lech lecha, kvar b'yana reish parshas lecha, parshas lech lecha, right? Parshas lech. Okay, so what do you remember what we learned there? Lech lecha, you got to go for yourself. So what does that mean about the Akedah? Who's the Akedah for? Is it for Avram? Is it for Yitzchak?
Avram.
So he's saying it's for you. It's for you alone. So that there will not be minios. What are minios? People trying to prevent this incredible thing. In other words, he didn't tell anybody.
He told them to wait back there, was a matter.
Correct. He said, we're going somewhere. Where are we going? We're just going somewhere. We're going somewhere. Why? Because it's none of your business. It's only my business, and I'm going to do what I have to do. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's what Lech Lecha means. Okay, there's other interpretations of Lech Lecha. I mean, I gave you a hint that Lech Lecha is, like the first, Kaviyachol, if it is in fact a Nisayon. So Avram's first test that we see in Parshas Lech Lecha, and this is his last test, and they both start with Lech Lecha. So this is why I'm of the view that there is an important transition that's taking place here, because for the first time Avram is being told that for one of his nisyonos, again, however you want to view this, if you want to view it as a test or not, but when Elohim nisayas Avraham, he's told to include Yitzchak, and that's a transition, because how does Yitzchak develop a relationship with God when he's never told Lech Lecha? Leave your father's household. There's no benefit to Yitzchak in leaving his father's household.
He learns from the Nisayon of the father.
Fine, but there's no benefit in Yitzchak in leaving his father's household to go to Eretz Canaan. He's already there, and his father's house is exactly where he needs to be. So how does he get a Lech Lecha experience? And the answer is the Akedah. Okay? So anyway, okay, so that's the first point. Eshnei Aravito. So what do you think he's going to say here? I'll give you a hint. We saw this kind of last week. Remember?
No, I just looked ahead.
Oh, you looked ahead. So remember last week we saw with Lot that at one point Lot is Ito, and later on Lot is Imo. And so the Netziv had said that Imo is a closer relationship, and in the case of Lot, the closer relationship brought Avraham down to the point that God wasn't talking to him until Lot left. But which is a closer relationship, Ito and Imo? So the way Avram is doing it, so take a look at what he says. He took a shnei narav Ito, kankasiv Ito, ubabilam ksiv, ushnei narav Imo. V'chein b'shol, v'sev v'shmuel. Okay, k'var nisbar le'el yugimol, that's with Avram and Lot. V'kam akros she'esh abdel ben Ito l'imo. There's a difference between Ito and Imo. And in the English, you won't see it, because in English, it's both going to say with him. But the Imo mashma yoser hisro zezeh milashon Ito. There's a closer affinity of some kind. Mishem hachi ksiv kan Ito. Avram did not want them to be close to him. Shavram lo yisra is now rav as kamo Bilam v'Shaul. Now I have a question on this because I'm not really sure what Bilam's relationship with his ne'arim was. But I'll leave that aside. I'll leave that aside for now. Okay. Vayivaka atzeola. Okay, this is interesting. Now I'm not really sure on this, but you know, but this is the Nitziv's perspective, where he says that the gathering of the wood took place after. Right, look at the pasuk. So the implication is he took them and they went, and then vayivaka atzei ola. Okay, so that's the Nitziv's view. So he throws in there that they're outside of the town, outside of the city. And he didn't do it when he was at his household. He didn't want Sarah to see, oh, you're gathering wood. Why are you gathering wood? Oh, you must be doing a sacrifice. I know what you gather wood for. Where's the sheep? Okay, but who amar la shemalich is Yitzchak lebeis meder shel shem eber? And Avram is saying, where are we going? Ah, I'm going to shem eber. We're going to taking the boy to yeshiva. V'chein asa b'sov k'mo shivu b'mikra yutes mimkein utzrich last year b'mena b'kias etzis. I thought that's fascinating because it's showing that Avram, you know, Avram's like Avram's what's the word when a husband is like under his wife's lock and key. Henpecked. Avram's henpecked. Where are you going? Nowhere. There's a real relationship here, and this couple, you got to account for where you're going. Okay, so the next one. Pasuk Dal, right? Is that what I gave you next?
Pasuk Dal.
You saw Avram and said, no. Lo nisbar nesia ayin zulama. And so what do we need Avram to lift up his eyes when he sees this place from a distance? Im kedei l'rosa makom. He's not actually seeing it. It's a spiritual seeing or a sighting. You know what? I think it's Rashi who says, I mean, the Midrash also says, what do they see? Anan kashur alahar. Okay, and he asked in the Arim, do you guys see that? And like, we don't know what you're talking about. That's how we knew. Like, okay, you guys are staying down here. Okay, this is for me alone. I'm the only one who sees it. That's where I'm going. When Avram is going to discern, oh, this is the place, he doesn't need to see anything, right? He's going to know because God says, all right, here's the place, here's the mountain. Ella, perishin she nasa ayin lamakom. Right? What does Avram? What is supposed to say? Vayisa Avraham es enav vayar es hamakom. What does hamakom mean? So yeah, ki tzikas v'aderek meod benoach hayelafanav l'gemara somasa be'achleit. In other words, the path was before him. And it wasn't such a big test. He needed to get this over with. Because, like, how many days can you travel with these guys? And they're kind of figuring out. He has a knife, he's got fire, he's got wood. Where's the animal? Okay? Mm-hmm. God, just make it happen already. So, whether you want to talk Kvitsa Saterach, whether he was actually there, maybe it was supposed to take longer. That he's answered on the third day. And, so that's what? Yom HaShlishi, by the way, is a theme in the Torah. It's like when things happen. That's when the Sarah Mashkim is taken out of prison. It happens in other places as well. Okay, im hachamor. Es hachamor, mi boy. Okay, what does it say? Again, it's the same question as Hamas Beach. Shivu lachem po im hachamur, the donkey. And this just goes into a whole discussion about how they are equated with the donkey. I didn't say who they are. I'm saying that they are Avram's ne'arim. Mizeh yatsa hadrash im hadome lachamur. Right? You have to stay, you're going to stay with the ones who are dome lachamur. Okay, v'nishtachabe. Hainu nispalel. Right, what is the, when Avram says to them, we're going to be bowing, he says, we're going to be davening. K'mosh kosov la'an chavdal chavav. Mikama kari destam shtachavoy hainu tefila. That what does bowing mean? Bowing means tefila. Mishem hachi lo'ya kasha la'narim ma'ashem shtayim kol kach shama. So if he says we're going to be praying, well, how long could you pray for? You can pray for a long time. So the fact that they're going to be waiting there, that's not going to raise an alarm for them. They don't have to come and check. Sorry, they went up a mountain. It's going to take some time. We'll sit down. Vashir tefillah and yadua. There's no set amount of time for how long davening is supposed to take. Okay? Now, Yitzchak and Avram are going up, and I didn't show you this at the outset, but just in case you want to see it, Pasuk Zayin, Vayomer Yitzchak al Avraham Aviv, Vayomer Avi, this is my father, Vayomer Hineni. What does it sound like? God calls out to Avram. He says, Avram. What does Avram say? Hineni. Okay? Below Shal Miyad Ayeh, it doesn't say Avi Ayeh Aseh. Asher Higish Davar Nifla. Below Matzalev L'Shol Ki Machareis Bonus Al Chuvas Aviv. Imihei B'Seir Panim Yafos V'Ava Olo. So what did he need to see? He says, "My father," and then he needs to see in the response, "How's Abraham? Is Abraham zeroed in and focused and can't think about Yitzchak's feelings, or is Abraham Hineni B'ni? Yeah, I'm here, my son. What is it?" What can I? So that's what Yitzchak was trying to test waters for. Alkein kasher anahu hineni bani zeu tshuva me'ava. When Avram responds to Yitzchak's, so Yitzchak is trying to test the waters and saying, "My father," he doesn't want to spring the question on, because springing the question on, you know, Avram might not be in the right frame of mind to answer. So he wants to test the waters first. Avi, yes, my son, what is it? I'm here for you. Okay, he loves me, so now I can ask him a real question. Ubakan tevas hineni b'dagush hanun hasheni l'rameiz kavona shnia hinei ani kemosha yisi oevcha b'yoser. It's coming to teach that the second nun dagish. I mean, I'm not going to pull grammar instruction out here, but he's saying that it's an emphasis to show that Avram loves Yitzchak more than anything in the world. And so now, without seeing that there's a change in Avram, in other words, he understands that Avram is who Avram is and who Avram always was, then Yitzchak can go ahead and ask the question. Okay. So now with regard to...
The first Hineni in Pasuk Aleph, there's a Dagesh of one nun here, there's a Dagesh of two nuns.
Is that what it is? Okay, so no, well, I mean, there should be in one, because hineni means hinei ani, and so I mean, that again, I can't explain the grammar, but it should be one. If there's a dagesh in both nuns here, hineni bini, is that what it is? I didn't look. I mean, you just said it, so I'm sure it is. Where is it? Yeah, it is. Okay, so he's pointing out that second dagesh is an anomaly. It doesn't belong there, but it's showing Avram's love for him. Okay, so then the pasuk says that Avram goes and he builds as hamizbeach. But even Shem Avram is hamizbeach. So look at the tziv. So this is, I gave you like the first two or three lines of a longer comment on this, but then it continues into the next one, which is v'kamakomos ksiv ayivon shamizbeach v'kam ksiv hamizbeach ayidua. The hey ayidia means that this was a special mizbeach. Ve'en lamar dekan shani shenitzav la'akriv. Don't say that this is different because he was commanded to bring an offering, and in those other mizbeachs he was not. If that's the case, then we understand why he needs to build a mizbeach. He's saying, so that's why he built this mizbeach that God commanded. But I would say it's actually a little bit deeper than that, because there is a perspective that this mizbeach has been used before. So Avram is going up this mountain, and he's building. You know, one of my kids just asked me, you know, we're going through the parsha. One of my kids asked me, "How did Avram build this mizbeach so quickly?"
Oh, has it been there already?
So I kind of feel like, you know,
that's true.
Exactly, it's hamizbeach, and maybe a couple of stones fell loose But I mean, if he has to build a full mizbeach, like Yitzchak has to, and he's doing this by himself, and Yitzchak, who knows if he's helping him? Maybe he is.
Contract.
But it's going to take a lot longer than it's going to take. I mean, come on, the man's 100 something years old, right? That's the whole. That's part of the nisayon.
Where do you think that's from, Adam?
Yeah, there's a whole line of thinking in Chazal that this mountain is a place where, you know, where Hevel brought his. And I don't know about Noach, because Noach might have been in a different place. You know, Al Harei Ararat. So I don't know that Noach was here, but that here, you know, this is Avraham, and it's a place for Tefillah. Things have happened before, and later on Yitzchak's going to come here with Rivka. And this is where they're going to pray for. You know, this is a place of Tefillah. So anyway, but again, Ha Mizbeach, it's a Mizbeach Yadua, which means that if it's a Mizbeach Yadua, if it's a known Mizbeach, then it must be that. That it's there. So Vayivan doesn't have to mean that he built it from scratch. Anyway, Vayaroch Esoitzim, continue, Vayakodes Yitzchak Beno, Gam Bezebel Lamdenu, Ki Avram Avinu Hevim Medibre Hashem, She Yisnaik Bezer Karbon, Kidin Karbon Tamid, She'al Hamizbeach B'Bomas Tzibur. So he says that, you know, I mean, this, by the way, goes back to what we saw in his introduction, in the Mitzvah's introduction, about Yitzchak being, like, you know, the first of a Karbon Tamid, okay? Mm-hmm. So... That and that's the way he's viewing what he's doing here. He's basically establishing that this is a place for karbanos. Shari Avram Avinu lamad kol Torah kula kedatnan shili b'seches kedushin. Okay, so that you know the Gemara that talks about Avram knowing all Torah. Biyada ahevdel in carbon yachid the carbon tamid shebeis hamikdash, and he knew the difference between a private sacrifice and a carbon tamid of the beis hamikdash. And if Har Moriah is the place of the beis hamikdash is going to be one day, then you're establishing a carbon tamid here. Umitzvah sarichas ha'itzim eino ela b'tzmidin. Okay, so the idea of setting up the wood in a specific kind of way is something which is only done with a carbon tamid. And even though you don't put on the mizbeach while the sheep is alive, and you put Yitzchak on there when he was alive, hello kasha, there's no question here. Why? Because with a behema, when you put it on, it needs to be, you're putting on organs only, you're not putting on the skin itself. Mm-hmm. And that's why it is slaughtered on the ground. Right? What are you putting on the mizbeach? You put meat and you put organs. Okay, wherever you're going to be burning the organs, but you know, the organs aren't eaten, but you put meat. But the skin of the animal has to be taken off. But what's, you know, what do we call this? We call it skin, but what is it really? This is the meat.
Yeah.
This is the meat of a person. So when you to put a person, I mean, again, if you were actually to be burned like a carbon is, so there is no animal skin. We don't have an equivalent of animal skin on us that could be taken off. There's no hide on a human being. And so that's why for Yitzchak to be put up there alive and to be slaughtered there, that's okay. In other words, it isn't a technical problem in terms of the laws of Karbanos, save for the fact that this is human being. Okay? But of course, with an instruction. Then he's placed me ma'alaitim, aloitim yibayle, on the wood. So what do you mean, mima'al, above? The difference between on and above, hainu al mashma'o al mamish velo lamala. Right, it means al means on mamish. Below lamala means not above it. But what do we need here? Okay, al just means on, but you know what? If it's somewhere in, you know, it kind of falls in between the cracks. Al me al raglo velo maal demaal. Asheenke mi maal mashmao mi maal demaal. Right, mi maal means that it's above everything. Mishim hachi. I'm at the end of the third line. Siv kan mi maal leitzim lamdenu shaha aleu lamala menetiv, that he raised him above the wood. Hainu shepar, and this is the crazy idea. Okay, hainu sheparcha nishmaso veikriva michael al mizbeach shemala. Yes, that's what he says. Wow. Yitzchak died; his soul left him, and Michael. That's what he means. He's above the wood. Above means meaning it's a concept. It's not about you know, where is his body. It's about that he's like. I mean, lamala, just above it in a way that we can't necessarily grasp, but that Yitzchak's neshama went up. It was mukrav on a mizbeach shalmala, and then it came back. Okay, Uvzeh, next paragraph, Uvzeh niskayim dvar Hashem k'mashma'o. And he says, that's what the point of that keder was. V'ha'aleihu sham le'olah means you need to elevate him. To elevate him. It does not mean slaughter him. And Rashi even says, never says u'shechateyu. It means ha'aleihu. And what does it mean, ha'aleihu? Elevate him. V'lo chaser ele shechitas guf Yitzchak. The only thing that's missing in this whole story is the slaughtering of Yitzchak's body. And that's why the ram comes in its place. So the neshama can go back to Yitzchak because a body took Yitzchak's place.
Wow.
What's the body that took Yitzchak's place?
The ram.
He says, if you read carefully, you'll understand that this is exactly what was supposed to happen. What does it mean? Right? This elevation—that's what we're talking about. It's going to be done in a place which is known to God. Why Har Moriah? Because that's the gateway. That's the gateway to Beis Hamikdash Shamal. Whatever Beis Hamikdash Shamala means. I mean, I don't think it's like, you know, the giant Jack on the Beanstalk has a palace which is going to descend. Beis Hamikdash Shamala is a spiritual concept. And so this idea, that, and there are plenty of teachings of Chazal that Yitzchak died there. Okay, and what does it mean? I mean, there's a whole thing. Where does Yitzchak go at the end of the Akedah? Right, it says, Vayashav Avraham El Ne'ara, Vayashuv Elkuy, Avraham El Ne'ara, Avraham Yitzchak. So there's a whole line of thinking that Yitzchak went into Elam Abba. Yitzchak went into Gan Eden. Right, forget about Yeshiva Shem Ve'Aver. Yitzchak had a Chavrus with the Rebbein Shalom. Yitzchak has to have. Yitzchak has to become Yitzchak Avinu, and that's what takes place at that time. That's why it has to be Hamizbeach, because there's only one place where the Mizbeach Shalmala is available to parallel the Mizbeach Shalmata, where Hamizbeach is. So I think, I mean, that one there, that is the essence of this whole perush of the Nitziv here. Okay, a few psukim later. We have the Altaslam Uma. So when the angel stops him and says, "Don't even harm at all," he atoya dati. So I did I give you the whole paragraph there or just the last line?
Last line.
He atoya dati. No.
There's just one little line.
Yeah. Yeah. Alrishana ki atoya dati. Yeah. Okay. There were just two other lines which I skipped.
Okay.
And which he basically said, like, there's another line of thinking that Avram says, you know, I'll tishlach yadachal anar, and Avram's like, can I at least nick him? Can I at least, like, draw a little bit of blood? And he says, I'll pass lama umma, don't do anything to him. Because Avram's like, why am I here? Why did they bring a knife? You know, okay, and that's before, of course, before he brought the ram. Okay, atal yadati, remember what does the Malach say? Atal yadati ki yirei Elohim ata. Velo chafatzti el adas. This is all I wanted to know. The whole purpose of this was to know. So the Nitziv says, I mean, that's nuts. But look, far no da filo chol adam Hashem yorei ve'oyves Hashem outside of Yosef Efshar. Right? Everybody knows that Avram is, you know, fears God and loves God. So I don't remember which. I think was this. I'm trying to remember what it was. I think it's. I don't remember. It was a Hasidic rabbi. I think it's this who says that. Who actually says that this was the purpose. And the Malach says, he disagrees with Nitziv. Nitziv says, everybody knows that Avram loves God and Avram fears God. He says, no. Everything that we've seen up until now is Avram's love of God. Avram is an Oyev Hashem, absolutely. But what Avram has never demonstrated is Yiras Hashem. Okay. And so the idea that Avraham stops after he had been told to do can only come from Yiras Hashem. That's what that again. I think it was the Sfas Emes, but I'm not sure. I don't remember. But the Nitziv says no. He says Nitziv has a problem with this. He says, "What do you mean? Avram is the greatest Yorei and Oyev Hashem that there is." V'yad Rabba, and the opposite. V'zeh Ma'isel Levad Loyo Chacha Chazaka Al Shu Yorei Tamidus Elohim. He says it's not such a great proof that Avram is a Yorei Elokim. Achar She V'yad Hashem LaMis Es Yitzchak Gam V'Liak Rabas Avram. Because the fact of the matter is that if God wanted to have Yitzchak die, he didn't need Avram. V'arimelech basav adam, imigas said, look at the muscle that he gives you. It's unbelievable. V'arimelech basav adam, you have a king of flesh and blood. Imigzar aladim l'shchodes b'no, v'chi hoya av misakesh b'zeh. So, if the king says to some guy, you have to slaughter your son. The father, So, you know, what's he going to do? When he realizes that the king could just kill him and his kid anyway, so why would he be doing that? That is, why is he doing it? Is he doing it out of love or is he doing it out of fear if he goes ahead and does it? That person is doing it out of fear because he knows that the king could kill him anyway.
Right.
Right, if the king were to, in fact, command somebody who's not an important figure in his kingdom to kill his son, there's no big whoop if the guy does it without hemming and hawing, okay, because he's afraid for himself. The king says, if you don't do it, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
Right? That's the way the guy would perceive it. So, you know, I mean, he might say no, but for him to actually go ahead and do it, it's because he's afraid for his life. But let's say the king goes over to his top minister, right? Who he talks to every single day. The president says to the vice president, Lasos Maisik is it. He would say, you know, Lama Adonia Melech, why are you asking me to do this? He says, you know my kid, you like my kid, you like me. Why would you do that? And maybe he can convince him, no. We know that Avram loved God, and he found a place to ask God, for example, to save Sodom. When God told him to slaughter your son, and even though he doesn't say Shchoteo, but anyway, he did it. And that's not like somebody who loves God and is with him all the time. You love God, you ask the question, God, why would you do that? I thought we had a deal here. Avram's doing it because he was fearful. And the fact that he gets to that point, that's what the Maharal says. He's really going to do it. That's a Yorei Hashem. When it related to himself, he didn't ask anything. He was like any other person who doesn't feel capable of asking God to change his will.
Wow.
Now, that's a fascinating question because we actually do that all the time, right? What do we turn to God and we say, God, I know this is my parnasa. I know somebody's sick. I know this is. Can you change it?
Yeah.
So what does that mean? Maybe we're doing that out of Abba. Right? We're doing it. It's not if we were real Yerayim,
we wouldn't question.
Right. So maybe that's why we feel we can do that because we're saying, God, I feel close to you. Can you please?
That's an amazing idea.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Did I give it to you? Okay, so I put here that I'm going to do this in parentheses. So
italics.
I'm going to do this. It's in italics. Okay. So, So he says here that if Avram had done this only out of Yira, but not out of desire, then Yitzchak would not have been this Kadesh Le'ola. Okay, why? Because the only way that someone can become an Ola is if it's done L'Ratzon. A person has to do it of their own free will, and so that's why Imken Hayu Rashi Atash Shalo Hikrivola Asos Bomum Kevan Shalon is Kaddish. So that's why he was able to put him on the altar and not to do a mum to him, since he hadn't been Niskaddish. Aval Acha Shalo Chesachta. So Imken Hikravdo Shalo Karbon Niskaddish Lakach. So you brought him. He became a carbon. He became Niskaddish. Now Asol Asos Bomum. So Avram, you can't say, let me at least nick him. No, 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 the job's done. You already Kaddish. He's already done. And so therefore, you can't even do him. So that's what he says up there. Okay.
Yes.
Anyway, next. Pasuk Yigimav. So Avram, again, raises his eyes. Havin Ratzon Hashem Lakriba Makom Beno. So he understood that God's desire was for him to bring this ram as an offering in his son's place. So it's as if he is raising his, offering his child. Okay, so he picked up his eyes to see what he could bring in his son's place, as we've already described. Now, I would like to point out to you, in case you're not aware, so I mentioned before that when Avram lifts his eyes to see the Makom, so again, it's like, Yisa Avram is in Avayar, v'hinei Ayil. Okay, so there is that parallel. But also, if you remember what God said to Avram, v'ha'alehu sham le'ola alachad arim asher amar elecha. So my understanding of this is, because I don't believe that Avram was ever meant to kill Yitzchak, is that v'ha'alehu sham le'ola alachad arim means Yitzchak, lift Yitzchak up there, up the mountain, for what? Le'ola, for an ola that you're going to have, alachad arim, that there's an ola. In other words, there's an animal waiting there for you. Okay, so that's a way of reading the pasuk. Again, and it's not even a big stretch. Yeah, that he was told up front, and then Avram went through these motions because, it was vague enough or unclear enough, but that it could be understood that way. And it's not that Avram understood or that God was trying to lead him astray, but just as Avram says to Yitzchak, Elokim yireh lo aseh li'ola b'ni. So I think it's Rashi also says it's either aseh, Le'ola or Le'ola B'ni, or my son's going to be there. So there's a lot of vague stuff going on here in order to, try to cover all bases. So now the question is, how did Avram know that he could take this ayah? Maybe it belongs to somebody, Nitziv says. Tevas achar kosha lavin. So I mentioned this before, right? Achar is a strange word. Achar. What does achar mean? V'targum unkelus pirish v'zakev Enohe Basar Alin, that he raised his eyes, or he looked with his eyes past a tree. Hainu Achar Sha'amar Lo Amalach to Perish Rashi. So one understanding is after whatever the Malach had said to him. Aval Imkein Hachim Ibaye Vayisa Avram Esenav Achar. Right? How does it say? Vayisa Avraham Esenav Vayar. So it should say, Vayisa Avram Esenav. If you want to say that he lifted his eyes after the Malach stopped him, you say, Vayisa Avram Esenav Achar, the Malach had spoken to him, and then Vayar Vihinei. But it says, Vayisa Avram Esenav, Avram lifted his eyes, Vayar, and he saw Vihinei Ayel, there's a ram, Achar. Again, what's Achar? So, El Hachi Pirusha. Achar, Shera, Esa Ayel, Nachaz Basvach. After he saw the Ayel, which was caught, Mishum Sheimra Ayel Mitzubach B'Karnav. If he had seen the Ayel in the first place, caught there, Hayel Avram Lachush Shema Echad Me Obrei Drachem Isbicho Kan Ad Sheyashuv. He would have to say, maybe somebody put the Ayel there and he used the horns as a bike lock, right? So that the ram would not be able to leave. V'im Loi Nechaz Basvach Klal Yekash La'Avram L'Rdov Acharov. And if it wasn't right, then how would he catch it? Mishum Hachi Haya Amasis. He says, this is what happened. Shira'o Avraham Achalonechaz. The ram was walking around. And then, V'yadashu Hafker. So you know that this is a wild ram, and it doesn't belong to anybody. V'yachar Shira'ohu Nechaz Basvach Halach Lukachov. And then after he saw it, he went and he knew that he could take it. Okay. So again, just cool stuff. All right. We'll do this last one, I think, because this is a good kicker for what we, and there's one more line, so maybe we'll just finish everything there. Okay, finish everything there. Okay, v'harbar be'azarcha. So remember, let's actually look at the pasuk. It's pasuk Yud Zayin.
Pasuk
Yud Zayin. Okay, pasuk Yud Zayin, page 104. Kivarech abrechecha. The Malach says to him, I'm going to bless you. Harbar be'azarcha kichochavei hashemayim chachol asher asvas hayom. Harba arbe es zarcha. So I'm going to make your children many, like the stars of the heavens and like the sand at the sea. V'yirash zarcha yishar above, and your children will inherit the gates of your enemies. Okay. Ein lefarish ribui bekamus. He says the idea of arbe es zarcha is not referring to a quantitative, numbering. In other words, large the nation becoming much. V'guzma imkain. Because if harba means you're going to become numerous, then what do we need the mashal of, like the stars? And the, you already said it. You're going to become numerous like the stars and like the sand. Like, we get it. He says harba arba means that their soul is going to become gadol, great, big, great. Okay, and remember, this is his That's the banner here, right? Abram's family is blessed with the mitzvah of sanctifying God's name. Chrisim Sanhedrin Israel Nitztavu Al Kiddush Hashem Ve'enu Mosa Olam Mitzvah Al Kiddush Hashem. It's Israel who is commanded to sanctify God's name, and not the nations of the world. We'll move on. And by the way, I think I shared this on. I think it was on Rosh Hashanah. I think it was a sicha, a talk that Rav Amital had given, where he was talking about suicide bombers. Okay, and you know what he said about suicide bombers? He's talking about his neighbors, right? Rav Amital's in Gush Etzion. He says suicide bombers is the biggest chil Hashem you could ever imagine. You can go ahead and say Allahu Akbar. It's the biggest chil Hashem. That's not what God wants. To kill yourself and to kill other people. That's not what God. That's a chil Hashem. So they don't. What they think is the kiddush Hashem, which is a dakula. It's not a kiddush. The move on she'ein zel kvod and Israel. The bezeya. This is to the honor of Israel that they have this mitzvah. The bezeya danu shanu nechshavim lebanim Hashem, because with this we know that we are God's children. Sharei lo yivakish adam shubal derech eretz mechaveru shi'tas yado b'shvil chayev. Right, a person would not ask. A person who's a mensch is not going to ask of his friend, "Hey, can you cut off your hand for me?" But you might ask it of his child if he knows that it's beneficial to his child. There's no wonder here. Because just like the father will do it for the son should do it for the father. So this request, that the father will ask of his son, that he'll do this for his life. Moral otzem avaso es beno. It shows his tremendous love for his son. Shema shneim kuguf echad. That they are like one. V'chol asher yiten lo be'ad nafsho. And everything that he would give is for his soul. V'kacha kadosh baruch hu. V'tzaveh banav shehema chelko yisbarach v'dosei malchuso. They're part of his portion and they're those who carry the banner of his kingship. To give up their souls for the sake of his name and for his honor, which is his kaviyachol, his life. V'ulam, in Parshas Shlach, we have Chai Ani. God says, "I live." V'yimalech vod Hashem esklaritz, and may the honor of God fill the world. K'moshe kasuv bir mikrazeh sham v'chomakom. Masha'en kein l'umas ha'olam she'en nefradim ben yisbarach. But the nations of the world, they are separate from him. Even though they are warned about the rules of Avodah Zarah, right? One of the Shev Mitzvahs B'nai Noah is not to engage in idolatry. They're not commanded to give up their lives to sanctify God's name. And Avram's children appreciate and understand the concept of the greatness of the soul, limsor atzmon b'ratzon b'shvil kiddush shemo yisbarach, to give up willfully their souls to sanctify God's name. Amar Hashem shiyeh ribu zeh b'shnei ofanim, and so harba arba zarcha means that I'm going to make you many or great in two ways. Ha'echad kechochavei hashemayim, one is like the stars. What does that mean? These are people of great understanding who see that they are warned in their generations like the stars. And they strengthen the klal in their willingness to give themselves up and to be killed on Al Kiddush Hashem. Who do we have today that are like that? More than anybody, I would say. Chayalei, Tzava, Haganah Yisrael, the biggest tzaddik in the world. Ve'ofan Hasheni, v'hu k'chachol asher al tzvas hayam, the second way is like the sand at the sea. Hein heima hamon am Hashem kishmagim l'kiddush Hashem mosher matzvam b'tov leiv. That if it comes up, these are the hamon am. We're not the kochavim. We're the sand. The sand. The kochavim, they're the mitzuyanim. But everybody, all of Am Yisrael, are willing to do this. And what are the nations of the world compared to? They're compared to the sea. Right, so there in Yeshayahu Yudzayin, the nations of the world compared to the sea. Uveshir Hashirim Ksiv, Mayim Rabim Lo Yuchlu L'Chabos Asava, that the great waters cannot extinguish the love. V'Koyal Ovdei Alilim. Who are the great waters? Those who serve gods. V'Hayam B'Shav Galav Nira Keshuta V'Sachol Shesvivav, or Keshotev rather. It's trying, what is the, when the sea comes in, what's it trying to do? It's trying to drown the sand. But guess what? If Emes Kolpam Shot from Arbeg, Argre Chol, Ein Tachlis, they keep on pounding against it, but guess what? How often do they wipe away the beach? They don't. Ava Mikomogom Hema Mishtabrim Pnechol. Rather, the water is stopped by the sand. Tsunami notwithstanding. Kach Afal Gav Shumasolom Shotfim Kama Israel. So even though they drown many of Israel, Mikomogom Lo Yuchlu Musaolom Mishtofis Gdu As Nafsham Kocham Apnimi. They cannot get rid of the greatness of their soul and their inner strength. Etc. So that image is there in what David says, and it's discussed in Bab Basra. Okay, and so the point is that Kiddush Hashem is something which is unique to Am Yisrael, and the Nitziv's point of the Akedah is that it was meant to embed that in the history and the story of the Jewish people, and that's why that was the last Nisayon, the Nisa, the raising up of Abraham, was to essentially make this point and to make it once and for all. Mm-hmm. And indeed, Abraham was willing, and Yitzchak clearly was willing, and they set the stage for Olam Vayed for what Am Yisrael is supposed to stand for. And that, I think, more than anything, is what distinguishes our family of monotheists from other families of monotheists who have, in the history of our people, lo aleinu, it's tragic. But at the same time, how many of us would give it up? How many of us would say, you know, listen, we have a choice. We can leave at any time. But we don't. We don't because we know and we feel in our hearts that this is the right place for us. And yeah, it's a huge world out there with lots of options, many great restaurants. You can eat in the airport anywhere you want, except for Ben Gurion Airport is the only place we can eat in the airport. So what? We don't care. You can go to any restaurant you want, man. Any restaurant. No, it doesn't matter. We're opting out. We want to be part of this group. And why do we do that? Because it was established for us at Har HaMoriah at the time of the Akedah. And that's the Nitziv's interpretation of the Akedah.